Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I want a man with soul.
Much for starting off your new year with me and a discussion that is sure to get your life going in a very positive direction, orgasmic meditation. This is your host, Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, and I am very excited, no pun intended, to bring you this new year with a discussion about two experiences that are very near and dear to my heart, as well as other parts, orgasm and meditation. This program has been pre-recorded because my guest today is in Sweden and the time difference would have been very difficult for her. So please visit my website at www.yourpleasure.com to learn more about sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure advice. The information I have in that content-rich site is for anyone who wants to grow as a lover and to make the most of their God-given abilities for exquisite pleasure, physical, mental, and spiritual. Personally speaking, I've been meditating regularly for about 8 years now, and I have seen and felt a marked transformation that I never could have imagined would have happened with meditation. I attribute my growth and insights to meditation, and I encourage everyone to find at least 5 minutes a day to be still, to turn inward, to focus on their breath, and to just relax. 5 minutes may be difficult at first, especially when your mind is constantly racing. But like any untrained animal, the mind can be calmed down and trained with persistent and consistent effort on your part. Don't let it get the worst of you. Don't let it get the best of you. Just stay at it. So just so you're not worried about, you know, sitting for 5 minutes and you don't have to concern yourself with how much time has gone by, it's a good idea to set a timer. And you set it for 5 minutes, and then you sit for 5 minutes, and then the next day you set it for 6 minutes. And each day thereafter, you add an additional minute. And in no time at all, you'll be sitting for 30 minutes. And believe me, it'll fly by like five. My guest today is the renowned Dr. Maria Appelquist. She's a PhD. She's got a whole bunch of other letters after her name. And she got her coaching training with one of the oldest and largest in-person coach training organizations in the world called the Coaches Training Institute. She is also trained in organizations and relationship systems coaching in the Center for Right Relations and a certified slow sex coach and orgasmic meditation trainer with One Taste. She is the first educated orgasmic meditation trainer who was located outside the United States, and she traveled extensively teaching it. Her mission is to spread the word of female orgasm, but also to combine this teaching with the notion that success in life is related to sexual energy. I've said it more than once, folks. All creative energy is sexual. Maria is teaching and coaching on this topic in her Six Steps to Your Sex and Success program, which she also introduces to you in Theta Healing for the release of subconscious fears and hidden belief systems. This is what prevents people from achieving what they want in their lives, fear. So she is available for individual breakthrough sessions and one-on-one coaching, relationship coaching, private instructions, and training in the practice of orgasmic meditation. And you can contact her and learn more about Dr. Maria's services and her programs at her website, www.orgasmicrelations.com. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to my guest today, Dr. Maria Alpakis. Hello, Dr. Maria. How are you?
Hello, Ellen. I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm so excited to be here.
And I'm excited to have you here. I cannot think of a better topic to start the new year off than orgasmic meditation, because both of them are so important for good health. Would you not agree?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people actually, they struggle with creating a practice of meditation. A lot of people, they do yoga, but they struggle with getting on the yoga mat. You know, they say with having a practice, it's something you're coming back to routinely. Like, it's an everyday practice. You don't do yoga just one or two times and expect some kind of results. It's something you do for an extended period of time in order to learn something about yourself, right?
Yes,
and it's
yes.
the same with meditation.
Right.
So here, like combining orgasm, like imagine you being in orgasm for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it becomes a meditative practice. It's something like, so far, I jump up out of bed if I know I'm going to have an orgasmic meditation, what we call OM in the morning.
Right.
Like, can you imagine a better day to start your day with your partner with doing this practice together?
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine starting the day any better than starting it with an orgasm in the morning. I mean, I think that would put a smile on your face and just a spring in your step for the rest of the day. And you'd be looking forward to go to sleep that night just so you could wake up the next morning and have another one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I think this is the whole reason for orgasmic meditation is just knowing that our physical bodies are suffering, because a lot of people, they are not having a satisfying sex life.
No
so
kidding.
What I've been learning so forth, it's soon 3 years I've been into this practice, is that I learned how it felt in my body. Mm-hmm. To live in abundance. What it means to just, feed your physical body with orgasm. And this is also one of the reasons that I'm going back and forth to United States, is because in United States I have community, I have people that are open to it. Mm-hmm. So I feed my body with having, maybe 5, 6, what we call OMs, orgasmic meditation, OM, OMs, during the day. And then when I'm leaving, I can really feel how it shifted my whole physical body and how it also created new results for me.
Mm.
So it's really, most people, they are struggling with doing a lot of things because that's what we're used to. We are not used to know how it feels to be full.
Yeah.
And when you have had that experience of being full with orgasm, then you know the difference, and you also know where you would like to head in your life.
Yes,
and
yes.
From that is the correlation between success. But can I speak something about our definition of orgasm? Because most people, usually, when they think about orgasm, they think about this climax orientation, like we're going into the bedroom, we're having sex, and both are striving towards some kind of end or goal in their mind that one or hopefully both partner is going to have a climax, right?
Yes, yes.
That's what we usually are thinking about. In one case, we teach about it as a part of representative of the masculine version of defining orgasm. When you're doing orgasmic meditation, which basically is woman lays down, she has taken her pants off, her partner is sitting on her side with his left leg over her hip, the other right leg and foot is curled up with her left foot. So
mm-hmm.
she has her legs butterflying open. And from that position, he's starting to stroke on the specific spot on her clitoris that has 8,000 nerve endings.
Right.
So, and the whole point of being in contact with these spots of 8,000 nerve endings is because they are, you know, the direct contact you have to your pleasure. So
right.
stroking on them and gently stroking on them is creating an orgasm in her body. And
right.
and that's the way how we can learn to be in the flow of orgasm. Like the female orgasm has valleys and dips and peaks. And you can learn how to surf on that without thinking that something in particular is going to happen.
Yes.
In the final, like a climax, but actually just experiencing what is. And I think that's the benefit of orgasmic meditation is it creates a space where partners can take a new look on their sex life and
right.
experience the feeling from deep within in the meeting, like in that practical experience of orgasmic meditation.
Do you, is it absolutely necessary to have a partner touching you, or can you do that for yourself? I mean, there are so many people that don't have partners, and I don't want them to feel like they are going to be left out because there's no one to stroke their clitoris for them.
Yeah, it's
you know?
True. And, you know, I remember I was having the same question myself because I've been the kind of person that used to be an independent woman. I've had a very successful career in the academics. I used to be independent and very left brain oriented, logical, rational, and a lot of women are actually sharing the same experience. Like we are so self-sufficient. So we
right.
take care of the orgasm or sex as well. The thing with orgasmic meditation is you need to have a partner for this. You need to learn, because you need to learn basically what it means to surrender into your orgasm.
Okay.
Because if you would stroke yourself, it would be masturbation. You're still in control, right?
Yeah.
So you're in control of the orgasm. But by giving this, or the permission to someone else, just really opening up your sex in a new way. And I know
mm-hmm.
that in the United States right now, one of the reasons why OneTaste as a community and organization is starting to widespreading is that a lot of singles, people that living as singles, want this. So
yes.
in various countries, or in various states now, in from Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Boulder, Florida, all over the United States, there are popping up a community of people that practice orgasmic meditation together. So there is now a growing community where singles can go for learning this and also find own partners. And in that way, it becomes a practice that we treat as a practice and not as the problem I have had here in Sweden being alone and representing this, is that people get confused with relationship and orgasmic meditation as a practice. Like, for instance, women say, well, it has to be a man I'm attracted to in order to, show my pussy. And I'm saying, well, no, actually not. That's part of it. Like, how well, if you can get on, if you can get off every stroke from whoever it is, it means I'm open to life, right?
Right.
So you
right. know, that is such a radical approach to our sexuality, because so many people feel like there needs to be some kind of romantic relationship. And because of that romantic relationship, that's well, they're quote unquote allow the other person. But you know, orgasm is a gift. It's a beautiful gift that our body has the potential to have. And anyone can give you a gift if you are open to it. I mean, it's just that's really what it is. We shouldn't have to have all kinds of other restrictions or fears or attachments or whatever the hesitation is, because it's not like you're having this person's baby. It's not like there's any kind of bodily fluids being exchanged. It's just a gift, a touch that one person can share with another, and then by sharing that gift, set this person into the most exquisite sensation and release. And I think that that's a really beautiful, beautiful exchange. So, I mean, I don't like to sully the sexual relationship with too much romance, because that really has to do with ownership and property and, you know, control and a control over another person's body. And I just think that once we kind of relax ourselves a little bit into our ability, that, you know, we can feel freer. We can feel freer within ourselves to love ourselves and to be the potential that we have and to live our lives in the most beautiful way. I want to ask you one question. Do you think that in this orgasmic meditation that the seven chakras are involved? Does it have to do with manipulating energy up and down the length of the body, or is it more focused just on the genitals?
No, so this is actually what I'm learning. So I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, and I just want to add something, is that also here, when you practice orgasmic meditation, is that that men also learn to stroke for his own pleasure. Mm-hmm. Like what it means to touch someone for your own pleasure instead of trying to please them or give them orgasm. You know, I had the experience of having a lot of partners in my life, or sexual partners in my previous life, that were trying to give me an orgasm. They were trying to give me something. And I couldn't surrender and let go into that because one part of me was, you know, denying to give up that full control on my body.
Right.
So I think it's something about when men are actually, when they are spending time, intimate time with me for their own pleasure,
yes,
we are playing a whole new game when it comes to sex.
Yes,
it's so true. And what I'm experiencing is when we practice orgasmic meditation, it's like we're having layers in our bodies that numbers. It numbers from life. It numbers from being in connection with things around us. And as a result, we see women, they go into shopping, or we overeating, or we going to the gym, or we doing a lot of things very frenetic, because we have all this sexual energy that we don't get an ability to release.
That's so,
so the more we do orgasmic meditation, I feel it's like peeling layer off from me. And I can also see that on my colleagues. Like every time I go back to United States, I see, you know, how every individual have become a new person, because they have become softer, they look younger in their face, they are more, women express like a stronger, like feminine grace around them, and men, it's like men are growing into their masculine power. Because holding a woman in her orgasm for 15 minutes, you really need to have courage for that, right?
Right, and being able
to hold her so she can trust and rely on you and surrender there. So for me, it's really of how I can feel how I have opened up in my physical body, and also how energy, sometimes I can feel it the whole way up to my throat. And I have been in orgasm where I have been in vibration with my partner, with everything around me. So there was a moment I was actually having the thought, I am a vibration. And at the same time, I thought it was I was back again into something else. Like, but when we really tap into that energy of life force, I think we need basically our soul. And here is what we're speaking is also about. It's here we find our true desires. Because when women learn to be able to speak, can you move your finger a little more to the left, please?
Right.
You know, and men are asking for, would you like a harder pressure? I mean, from the beginning, I remember having all these what we call requests. Would you like a harder pressure? I didn't know if I wanted a harder pressure or a looser pressure. I didn't know. I couldn't feel a stroke. I didn't know what I felt, basically. So from that confusion, being able to really feel each stroke and be able to describe each stroke how it and feel how it, you know, send energy into my body,
right,
in different ways. And as a result, it's like my whole body becomes more orgasmic. So it can be enough from having a very soft and gentle massage, and that can create an orgasm in itself. It's like,
yeah,
it's the same kind of feeling. You start to recognize it in other areas.
Right, right. Yeah, the body definitely has the potential for orgasmic pleasure. Even without touching genitals, there's a technique called passe d'araignée, which actually raises up the electrical current in your body so you can have a full body orgasm. But, you know, so many people are just focused on the genitals as being the only area that orgasm can emanate from, and so they're limiting their experience. But I think that in this new year and now that the Mayan calendar has started us on this whole new approach to living, that we are going to examine a little bit more closely our bodies as spiritual beings and as basically deserving the pleasure and the light that and the energy that we are, and appreciating what that can do for us, rather than stay in our very base animalistic ways and you know, competing with each other and beating each other up, that we are coming into a whole new way of regarding one another as spiritual beings, as energy forms in a sentient life. And I think that once that happens, you know, that when the majority or at least a nice population of people are able to experience meditation and orgasm as a combination without all of the attachments to it, the constrictions to it of how it's supposed to be or what they think it's supposed to be, we're really going to make a big difference in just the mental energy and just the way we take ourselves and just the way we regard our world and each other as something a lot more special than just these little basic creatures running around trying to get ahead. You know, we only have about 7 minutes left to our program. And I want to just ask you one more question before we have to sum it up. Do you believe that anyone can have this ability? In other words, if a person is a certain age, like maybe a senior or a mental capacity, maybe a person who has Down syndrome or a person who has a physical disability, a person maybe they're quadriplegic or something, can anyone, regardless of ability or age, have this kind of experience?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, like physical disabilities with, you know, stroking techniques, or maybe you're not able to be in the specific position you're supposed to be in, and there is alternative positions. So that is also the reason why it's good to work with a personal OM coach or an OM trainer, because when you're starting this practice, all you know, or because sexuality rests in our subconscious mind, right? So
yes,
we have all these fear and taboos there, and that's going to show up from the beginning of your practice. You're going to be exposed to your fear, to your taboos.
Right.
You're going to be exposed to, you know, how you conform to our society. So
right.
all this is going to pop up for people. So for me, going into the area of sexuality, it was a natural way how I could see my personal development. I was looking for the next edge, where is my next era of growth. And so it's really a practice that is transforming, which is the reason why I'm also, today I'm only coaching clients who are open to be willing to sooner or later try orgasmic meditation. Like,
right.
Because I think it's so transformative when it comes to changing your mind, your emotions, and your physical body. Like, it changed you, and you need to be open and willing to go in there. So I think that's much more important than, you know, who you are or your age, or everybody can do this as long as they are open and willing to open that door for that transformation of themselves.
Right.
And that can be painful, right? So
yeah.
That's the reason why my coaching usually is a part of it, because when you're having your dips, we are making the reference, like in the orgasm, in the female orgasm, you will also see how it feels when you are in this and how it feels in your body. So when you can take the orgasm as a reference point of how you're seeing your whole life.
Yeah.
No, we can stroke people up so they become happy, or we can stroke them down and really take off their energy, right?
Yeah.
So orgasm becomes a reference point of speaking about the world, basically. And I think it's really something for, I mean, I see in the One Case community, I see everything from people in their early 20s to senior in late 60s or 60 plus. So I think it's really about your openness and willingness to be willing to explore yourself. I think that's the main entrance here. And
you know,
imagine also, I mean, I heard a couple, they have been living together for 20 years, and the wife was telling me, you know, considering we have had 20 years together and we might have 30 years more together,
right,
before we die, no, we need to find a way how we can turn up the volume in our lives, right? So how do we create sustainable relationships? How do we create relationships that thrive? That's what I'm interested in. And I think orgasmic meditation is such a, you know, a gift to relationship, to create a new platform for exploring your relationship and exploring yourself in a new way in relationship with your partner, because you need your partner for this.
Right. Now,
so that's why I love to coach couples on this specific practice.
Okay. Well, that, you know, it just makes sense, because if you're going to have, if this is the way that it's going to happen, and you need a partner there or another presence there, then that would just make sense. Now, I want you to please tell my listening audience how they can get in touch with you, or if there are any tools that they can acquire from you to learn and practice orgasmic meditation, because we only have about 1 minute left, so you have to get this in quickly. So go ahead, tell us how they can reach you.
So the most easiest way is to go to my webpage, orgasmicrelations.com.
Okay.
Where all the information is available, and also videos. And you can also send me an email from that website. If you're located in in United States and are curious to get in touch with the community, onetaste.us.
One Taste.
The website for that.
Onetaste.us. That's wonderful.
So So, and in on my website, there's more educational videos where you can learn more, and there's also a contact form, so you can fill in it.
All right. This is the beginning of a new year where our spiritual life is becoming more and more prevalent, and the orgasmic pleasure that is inherent in all of our bodies is our birthright. And for all of those who want to experience the beauty of pleasure and bliss in your life, this is most definitely a practice worth pursuing. I want to thank my listening audience once again for joining me and Maria for this wonderful way to start a new year. I wish you all a happy, healthy, orgasmic new year. Namaste all. And thank you, Maria, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellen.
Take care.